Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, providing more than 41,000 jobs in the production of wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details at choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, April 8th. I'm Jonathan Aull. Farmers often rely on herbicides to keep weeds out of their fields, but a startup company has developed a high-tech way to cut weeds down. Robots.
We did see a yield difference. So we saw higher yields where we used the robots versus the 10 acres that we did not.
A look at the Midwest company that's bringing robots to the field. That story's coming up on The Gateway. Thousands of eclipse chasers are descending on southern Illinois and Missouri, hoping for a chance to see today's celestial spectacle. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz reports how one southern Illinois town is preparing for their moment in the spotlight.
A total solar eclipse is usually a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence for a community. But for the town of Carbondale, Illinois, organizers say it's nice they're getting their second in 7 years. Sarah Van Voren is one of the lead eclipse event organizers at Southern Illinois University. She says they're expecting thousands to pack into the town for a chance to view totality, especially if there are clear skies.
There are people who are eclipse chasers, and they will change their plans last minute to really go where the weather is.
Carbondale and most of southern Illinois and Missouri will see the moon block out the sun for roughly 4 minutes during the eclipse. In Carbondale, I'm Brian Munoz, St. Louis Public Radio.
Officials in Wentzville and St. Charles County say a proposed $650 million Mercy Hospital plan for the area will bring much welcome jobs and services. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services will need to sign off on the 75-bed hospital near the western end of Interstate 64. If it does, Wentzville Mayor Nick Guccione says the project will bring short-term construction and trade jobs and long-term health care jobs to the fast-growing city.
We are probably going to be the biggest community in St. Charles County in the near future, and we try to manage that growth, but I think they see the needs there.
The far west suburbs are growing, even as the Metro St. Louis region loses population. Wentzville population has grown 60% since 2010. Mercy officials say a state committee will likely consider the plan this summer. A growing number of colleges and universities are extending their fall enrollment deadlines because of delays in federal student aid decisions. As St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Moline reports, that includes Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville.
The federal government made big changes to the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, this school year. Samantha Reyes, SIUE's Director of Undergraduate Admissions, she says the changes that automatically import IRS tax data will eventually streamline the application process. But right now,
there's a new process in place, and they're realizing it's taking a bit more time to work out the kinks than they would have expected or planned.
Because of those kinks, SIUE has extended its fall enrollment deadline by a month to June 1st, so families can make an informed choice. Meanwhile, the University of Missouri system has extended its fall enrollment deadline by 2 weeks to May 15th. I'm Brian Moline, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri University of Science and Technology is hoping to make Missouri the center of mineral mining and processing to aid high-tech manufacturing. The school is designated a tech hub by the U.S. Department of Commerce and is seeking another $63 million to advance its work. U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt says the school's application is strong and that could mean big things for the state.
A lot of rural counties are represented in this tech hub, so I think it's a way forward, not just for the country, not just for Missouri, but in parts of Missouri where sometimes they've been left behind by economic growth and opportunity.
Missouri is home to 25 of the 50 elements critical for high-tech manufacturing. S&T hopes to build a facility to research efficient mineral processing and train workers to fill jobs in Missouri. No farmer has the time to weed their fields by hand, so why not get a robot to do it? That's the idea behind Greenfield Robotics, a Kansas-based company hoping to move agriculture away from herbicides. Celia Hack has this story for Harvest Public Media.
And they're normally cutting a lot lower if you have a tip back.
In Cheney, Kansas, three yellow bug-like creatures crawl in perfectly straight lines across the dead grass of a flat brown February field. These are the namesake of Greenfield Robotics. Blades whir at the base of the boxy machines, about half an inch from the ground, the perfect height to chop weeds.
Do people ever drive by and ask what these are?
All the time.
Really?
CEO Clint Brower founded the company in 2018. The startup has now grown large enough to attract investment from Chipotle's $100 million venture capital fund. Brower grew up on a family farm in Haven, Kansas, but moved to California in the 90s to work in the tech industry. In 2010, he returned home after his dad was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, a diagnosis Brower blames on herbicides.
The more I learned about farm chemicals and stuff coming back, the more I thought there's a decent chance that this came from that.
The move sucked Brower back into agriculture, where he started seeking ways to eliminate herbicides. But the no-till method he was using, in which farmers avoid turning over the dirt to improve soil health, leans heavily on chemicals. In 2015, Brower started to notice the weeds in his fields were becoming resistant to herbicides anyway.
There was no good way to get rid of those weeds, even though we had sprayed many times. And so what do we do? And so that was the beginning of this idea of, well, what if we just cut those weeds?
Cutting weeds by hand wasn't exactly a 21st century answer. So Brower thought, what about robots? He reached out to software and machine vision experts and started prototyping some. By 2021, the company had manufactured a 2.5-foot-tall working robot, and it pulled together different technologies, like drones, to create extremely precise maps of crop fields. The robots follow these maps so that they're unlikely to accidentally chop down a crop instead of a weed.
They plant the crop, then we fly over it with the drone. That's where the AI, we have machine vision that automatically recognizes everything that's going on in that field.
The company currently has a fleet of 20 robots and under 50 employees. In 2023, Greenfield worked with 25 to 30 Kansas farmers, Brower said. John Neiman in Reno County was one of them. He tested Greenfield robotics for the first time last spring on 80 acres of a sorghum field, leaving 10 acres untouched to compare results. He had treated the entire crop with herbicides earlier in the season.
And we did see a yield difference. So we saw higher yields where we used the robots versus the 10 acres that we did not.
That's because the weeds that didn't get chopped down competed with the crop for moisture, hampering the yield. Neiman said the robots aren't necessarily a silver bullet, but are a useful tool to reduce reliance on chemicals. Plus, he said, the cost was comparable to herbicides. Brower said the economics is always his first pitch to farmers, and the robots are compelling because they damage less of the crop than chemicals do.
Listen, we are on a mission. We're building something that can't be undone. And so we're going to eliminate these chemicals.
I'm Celia Hack.
This story was produced by member station KMUW in Wichita, Kansas, and comes to us by way of Harvest Public Media, a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including STLPR. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Jonathan Alm, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to conservation and careful management of the state's forests to make them more resilient and better habitats for wildlife. Choosewood.com.